The ways we get to know our favorite athletes are changing. In previous generations, if you wanted to learn more about the players scoring your team's touchdowns, home runs, and jump shots, you had to wait for a reporter to sit down with the athlete, write up a news feature or television package, or wait for a quick biography to come out about your favorite player, as I once did with Detroit Tigers pitcher Mark the Bird Fidrich. But more recently, players have started taking the storytelling process into their own hands instead of relying just on traditional media platforms. It offers the potential for more unfiltered access into players' lives and personalities. Some media critics say it can feel more like public relations than objective truth-telling. Want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. Where do you go to learn more about your favorite athletes at any level? Do you follow them on social media? Do you enjoy reading or watching longer stories about them? Do you want to hear them more in their own words? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Olivia Hancock is co-founder and head of operations for By Us Media, a new athlete-driven storytelling company. Olivia, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Chris Borland is a former All-American linebacker for the Wisconsin Badgers, also a co-founder of By Us Media. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Rob.
Chris, as a former player yourself, what has you so interested in creating platforms for athletes, in this case at the college level, to share their stories directly with the public?
Well, I think one of the overarching themes in sports over the last decade plus has been athlete empowerment. I think you've seen it with Naomi Osaki and other athletes kind of owning their narrative and sharing their story from their perspective. In my experience, I think while playing at Wisconsin and the NFL and afterwards, sometimes, you know, coverage was filtered through the opinion or perspective of the journalist that was writing the story. What's neat now, I think, particularly with young athletes, Gen Z and college athletes, is that they're content creators. They're used to putting out their story. I'd worked at the Players Tribune and saw some of the good that they could do there. And what Olivia and I want to create is a platform where athletes can speak directly to the public on what's important to them, what their experience is like. And I think really importantly to Olivia and I, it's easy to put your story out there by yourself, but we want to create a community where athletes can share their story with fellow athletes across the country. There's almost 500,000 college athletes that compete under the NCAA banner. So there's no shortage of incredible stories out there. And we want to create the platform where athletes can share theirs.
And Olivia, with all that in mind, can you tell us what it is that By Us Media is doing?
Yeah, so By Us is going to be a platform that empowers college athletes to share their story in their own words. We're primarily focused on stories that involve topics off the court or off the field. So rarely you'll ever hear about stats or scores on our platform. It will be topics like family, teammates, mental health, outside of sport hobbies. And Chris and I have been spending the last 6 weeks already traveling across the country, meeting with college athletes and capturing their photo without their jersey on. We've been capturing their photos and helping share their story in their own words. And we've already been to Duke, Oregon, Arizona State, Iowa, Iowa State, and others. And we're going to be heading off on another road trip in the coming weeks. So it's really exciting stuff, and we're just getting started.
I didn't hear Wisconsin on that list, Olivia. Is there a plan to come to UW-Madison, your alma mater, and other schools around the state?
Yes, there is. We have been to Wisconsin. I guess I look at Wisconsin as the home base. So when I'm thinking of where we're going,
Excellent. It's
usually we're leaving Madison to go somewhere else. But we do have some stories on the way with a women's hockey player at Wisconsin, and they actually just won the national championship this past Sunday.
Talking to Olivia Hancock and Chris Borland about their new project, an athlete storytelling company called By Us Media. Chris, you've already shared some of the stories online. One powerful one, an athlete with connections to Turkey and his reactions to the horrific earthquake there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was a basketball player on Drake named Okai, and a story that we were introduced to, you know, recently, and a really powerful one. He, his family, his parents grew up in Turkey, met there in school, and actually, his folks lost some loved ones in the earthquake, and this was something that had been mentioned only briefly. I think Drake Athletics put out a video, Okai and a fellow athlete at Drake, a Turkish women's volleyball player, wanted to raise some funds and awareness. But what we were really fascinated in was, you know, this had happened, this tragedy that Okai had personal ties to, in the midst of a historic run for Drake. They won their conference tournament for the first time. They were competing in the NCAA tournament. And it was just something that he was trying to juggle in his life. And I think that's kind of the power and importance of what we want to accomplish. It's really that what athletes are experiencing personally. His was a dramatic example. We'll have another story out tomorrow on a women's basketball player from Iowa State who helped start South Sudan women's national basketball team. Just an amazing person. And she wrote about identity, trying to fit in while often sticking out, mental health, and just the reminder that she's a human first. I think she's done a lot of wonderful things in her life and can be kind of cast as a hero or a symbol for something, but just really wanted to focus on her mental health. So there's so many incredible stories. Not all are so heavy. There's some lighter and fun ones, but that's the reality of college sports. There's you know, hundreds of thousands of different experiences, and we want to kind of let fans in and see what each are like.
And Olivia, if I'm hearing this right, the goal is not we're going to find the biggest stars in the biggest sports, you know, and profile the Heisman Trophy contenders and things like that. You're trying to get it sounds like a broad cross section of the people involved in college athletics. Do I have that about right?
Yes, you are definitely correct there. Chris just mentioned two basketball players, one that's plays for a men's team and one that plays for a women's. But coming up, we have stories from cross country runners and even from a women's wrestler. Iowa has the first Power Five Conference women's wrestling team. So we will be sharing stories of tennis players, wrestlers, runners, really any sport that is in college sports. So definitely excited to be bringing a diverse array of storytellers to the table.
Chris, I wonder about generational change here. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that you were a college player, but now you're talking to athletes who really grew up in the social media world with the concept of people really presenting their own image. Are you hoping to capture some of that, I don't know, that attitude?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the attitude. You know, I graduated just 9 years ago, and in that time, so much has changed. Mm-hmm. I think young people, even if you aren't an athlete, it's so hard to grow up in the era of social media. Everything you do is observed, watched, talked about by your peers on social media. And I think that the volume is turned up on that when it comes to athletes. The recruiting process, your play on the field, anything you do off the field is kind of under a microscope. So that's come up with every athlete we've talked to. The mental health challenges associated with that have often come up as well. So a few things that we want to accomplish is, you know, humanizing these young people. I think it's easy for fans to forget that they're complex individuals that are living lives outside of their performance on and off the field. So that's one thing that we're fascinated by. And I think also providing a healthier image for young people. Our readership, our viewership will, you know, be as young as preteens and teenagers. And to see an athlete that you idolize be vulnerable, be honest, be earnest, I think there's a lot of power in that. And I think young people that read our stories, we're able to see themselves in the athletes that are sharing stories outside of the court, outside of the field.
And Olivia, as the two of you roam the land talking to athletes, are you getting a lot of enthusiasm from the college athletes you talk to, a willingness and excitement to share their stories?
Yes, we are. I think, just been so energized and refreshed to hear that a platform like this exists. Chris has talked a little bit about the community that we're creating, but I think athletes have, and college athletes specifically, have often been told what to say, you know, how to say it. And now they feel really empowered and excited to share their story in their own words. These are multifaceted individuals, and to have a platform that they can share stories and experiences outside of sport, I think is a really new thing for them. And we've seen an incredible reception so far from the athletes themselves.
Chris, I could see an athlete being concerned, given, as you were saying, they're under the microscope. If they say the wrong thing, it could really come back to haunt them very quickly. How do you and the athletes you talk to navigate that?
Well, we take our time. I think we've all seen athletes interviewed immediately after a big win or loss, and they might be in the locker room and still feeling those emotions and say something they regret. Olivia and my approach has been to work with athletes. They draft what they want to say. If they want feedback, we can provide it. But we're in no rush. I think one of my frustrations at times being covered as an athlete was, you know, being maybe the quote that I didn't want in was the one that was included, or, you know, how I said something maybe wasn't what I meant on video. So we're patient with athletes and let them entirely control what they want to say. And, you know, I think that's been, like Olivia said, something that's refreshing. It's, you know, athletes can really take their time and think about the story that they want to share exactly how they want to. They are under, you know, pressure. I think there's a, there's so many cliches in sports about not wanting to be a distraction or putting the team first. But what we see more and more, and I think this is close to recruiting, is that young athletes that are used to, you know, being on social media, sharing their story, want to go to a place where they can be themselves and be supported. So even with athletic departments that we've spoken with, understand the importance of the idea. And I think it's just the new media landscape in college sports. It's going to be about elevating athletes' stories and not as controlling as it's been in the past.
We'll leave it there. Chris, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob.
And Olivia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rob.
Olivia Hancock and Chris Borland are co-founders of a new athlete storytelling company, By Us Media. Olivia is a UW-Madison graduate. Chris played linebacker for the UW-Madison Badgers. They're with us today to talk about players using their own platforms to tell their stories instead of relying on traditional media. Up next, UW-Milwaukee sports media professor joins us for a look at the broader trend among players and what it means for the types of stories fans get to hear. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you and do you want to learn more about your favorite players? Do you follow athletes at any level on social media to get that direct contact? Do you want to hear more of their off-the-field stories? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about how we get to know our favorite athletes, why many of them are switching to their own storytelling platforms instead of relying just on traditional news media. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you follow any kind of media to hear the personal stories, the life stories of athletes at any level? If so, where do you go for that? A newspaper, a news website, a sports website, or these platforms where athletes tell their own stories? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Michael Meyer is a visiting assistant professor of journalism at UW-Milwaukee, where he teaches about sports media. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Pleasure to be here.
Michael, we just heard about this By Us effort here in Wisconsin. It's not the first platform trying to help athletes go direct to people with their own stories. What do you make of this trend, if it is a trend?
Well, it certainly is a trend. I think people are interested in taking advantage of the ability to speak directly to audiences. Pro athletes have done this for a long time. Now that college athletes are sort of able to monetize their personal images, I think it's becoming a more pressing question for college athletes, because the NCAA just, you know, stopped punishing student athletes name, image, and likeness violations, right? They can now promote products. So developing a public persona and being able to speak outside of a media apparatus, I think, is of increasing value to college athletes.
Now, journalistically, I think, okay, for a politician, you know, if I'm a politician, of course, I want to be able to speak without the media intervening, but that may not necessarily be a public good, right? You want politicians to be challenged by, you know, some kind of third party from time to time. Is there any harm if we're talking about athletes instead of politicians?
So I think for both athletes and politicians, we should understand that they are speaking from a context, right? Athletes are telling, you know, athletes have a perspective and politicians have a perspective. The fact that they can say things does not mean that we should specifically believe them, right? So, you know, a politician goes on TV, an athlete makes a public statement, right? We as an audience have the right to, you know, subject that to our reasoned analysis and criticize it if we find their statement lacking. We love having, you know, when journalists were in control, the idea that sort of bad ideas never got through is not, you know, that's not true, right? We're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Iraq War, and certainly reporting failed in some cases there. Wrong information made it through, right? The presence of journalists, sadly, as I say this as a former journalist, doesn't guarantee us anything.
Right. I think of the old days of sports with all the myth-making and, you know, kind of creating characters like Yogi Berra and Babe Ruth that were not necessarily real versions of who they are. Has traditional sports media gotten a little better, a little more authentic over the years, do you think?
I think it is. So there was a pushback in, you know, even at the time for the people who were building these people as like major symbols. If you go back and read sports journalism history, there's this divide between gee whiz and aw nut sports writers. And the gee whizers were the ones who, you know, wanted to turn athletes into symbols. But as the famous sports writer Robert Libsite said, you know, gilding the lily is not good to the lily, right? The flower dies. Making athletes into symbols didn't actually do the athletes any favors. It is dehumanizing on some level. It has us sort of turning them into symbols that we can use rather than understanding the athlete as a fully-blooded human being.
Now, I also asked them about, and I don't want to hear you talk about this, the potential minefields. Athletes do get a lot of attention. They're responsible to themselves, their team, their teammates. Does it make sense in some cases for athletes to not want to take these kind of chances and put themselves out there like this?
I mean, for any media platform, you expect that some athletes are going to get themselves into trouble, right? I remember a few years ago, Pat Connaughton of the Milwaukee Bucks got in trouble for a cameo video that he made, right? It's a sort of fan service website. So people are going to get themselves in trouble, and managing media dynamics, though, is part of college sports, right? Especially at the higher levels, especially for sports that do generate a lot of media coverage. So there are going to be minefields. This is a new avenue for college sports to have to sort of contend with.
What about those athletes who aren't in those high profile sports and high profile programs? Do you see this as an opportunity for the public to learn more about their lives and for them to share a little piece of themselves?
I do. I think one of the things that we have seen in just the last couple of years as athletes have started to be able to sign endorsement deals, that it's not just football players and men's basketball players getting those deals, right? Athletes from all over the sporting landscape have been able to sort of make those connections with the public. Now, there are lots of sort of elements in there that we can debate and discuss in terms of racial dynamics, gender dynamics. But ultimately, right, it's this opening up of the media landscape does enable more participants, right? For good and for ill, it enables more participants. I think in this case, that we're hearing from people beyond just the traditional men's basketball, football duality, I think is probably a positive.
Any kind of media we talk about now faces challenges on the money side of things, the changing nature of advertising in print or on TV or online or what have you. This kind of stuff is no exception. Players Tribune, who feature direct stories from athletes, not a roaring success. They've had some good stuff. this new thing by us, no guarantee of success. What do you think is going to make the difference for the survival and thriving of an athlete-centered platform like this?
I mean, it's going to be adoption, right? It's going to be people sort of coming to it. It's going to be the ability for the platform to generate conversation, to put ideas in front of people, to get them to think about these things and discuss them. But the revenue side is a challenge for everything in media, even something like this. So, you know, I wish them the best of luck, because I think it's an exciting idea, to sort of make sure that like the range of college athletes are able to speak. I covered college sports for 6 years before I went on this academic path, and there are a lot of great stories and there's not enough time to tell them. And so it's going to be great to be able to hear from other people. And so the challenge will be sort of figuring out how to manage branding, how to manage advertising, how to sort of bring in enough money to keep the platform going.
As somebody who watches this, as someone who used to report on college athletics, what kind of stories, however they're presented, would you like to see more of?
You know, I want to see more of the, I'm a sucker for the behind the scenes stuff, the challenges that athletes face on a day-to-day basis. I think that stuff is really fascinating. So just the way you manage your life, like I'm sort of, that's what I'm interested in. But I'm also interested in this, you know, the college experience is so alienating for somebody who's not also devoting 20 hours to sports, right? You're dropping down in a new location. You're meeting new people. You're embedded in a new community, right? Like, that's not a story we hear, right? That, you know, everything is sort of rooted, you know, the media apparatus is geared around toward game coverage and describing what happened in the game, right? This understanding what the challenges are on a daily basis. Like, I think that insight is the stuff that I was always most fascinated by.
And we'll thank our guest, Michael Meyer, visiting assistant professor of journalism at UW-Milwaukee, where he teaches about sports media. He was with us today for a look at athlete-centered storytelling platforms.